fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 15th of November, the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. The purpose of the day is to pray without ceasing. Ultimately, we're looking at a spiritual battle here, and praying without ceasing would be a good thing for all of us to do. At the moment, we have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at Amazon.com. We expect to be joined soon by Steve Ben Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. And Jeff, it's hard for Westerners, Americans, most Americans, to believe that there really is an international communist conspiracy that intends to control the entire planet. That's difficult for most Americans to even conceive of, isn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, people are ignorant about history. I mean, the communist movement with the revolution in Russia in 1917, the Bolshevik, the Russian part of the Bolshevik Party, spread its influence to all the socialist movements around the world. And the U.S., subsequently, 2 communist parties formed in the U.S., 1 in New York, 1 in Chicago, and Lenin dictated that they become one. And in 1919, the Communist Party USA formed in Chicago, and it pledged allegiance to the Soviet Union, basically. And that's just in America. All across the globe, you have the similar things forming, communist parties that would meet and coordinate with what Moscow was going. They would go and they would get educated in Russia. They would get trained there. And then they would go back out and they would follow the line, the line that Stalin had them to follow. After Stalin's death, Khrushchev apologized and said, you know, Stalin was maybe telling you too much what to do. You know, maybe you should tell us what you want. And the head of the Communist Party here in the USA said, oh, no, we just loved your advice. And we love all the things you do for us. You know, go on telling us what to do. We just don't kick us loose. You know, we need you. So that's, you know, and if you want to know what happened after 1991, all you have to read is Yevgeny Albat's book about the KGB that came out in English in 1994. She said that the Russian special services continued to work with the communist parties abroad in all the other countries. And she was in a position to know. I think her father was a GRU general. You know, so she was on a commission to oversee the KGB to try to reform it after the collapse of the Soviet Union. She said, no, no way. We didn't reform anything. It wasn't effective. There was no change. The Leninist core of the Soviet regime remained in control in Russia. This is what so many people don't understand, and you can't get it drilled into their head enough. There's so many witnesses, journalists who've been murdered, people who have defectors who come forward with this information, people like Galitzin and Shaina and Zadislav Bittman, who've talked about this collapse of the Soviet Union being part of a strategy, that although there are things that went wrong with it, they stuck with it. And look at what they're doing now. Look at how infiltrated we are. Look at how communism has advanced through Latin America, through our back door. Most Latin American countries now are under thinly disguised communist rulers who are transforming those countries into another Venezuela.
Let's talk about Venezuela just a bit. There's been a report, I believe more than a year ago, about the Russian general in charge of logistics going there with, I think, a couple hundred men. And I think we talked about it at the time as that would be a precursor. If you're going to have a larger Russian presence there, a much larger Russian presence, you would have to have the officer in charge of logistics there first to set up the housing, food preparation, water, all the sanitation facilities, everything needed by the Russian troops. Is there any follow-up on that you're aware of, Jeff?
No, but the Russians do have anti-aircraft troops in Venezuela, so do the Chinese. They've had them there, I forget what year they moved them in there, 2018 maybe? I'm trying to think back of when they brought them there. So they're in Nicaragua, you know, the Nicaraguan Sandinista government requested Russian troops earlier this year be sent to Nicaragua for their defense, and the Russians have been building military bases in Nicaragua, and the Russians committed, yes, we will send troops, ships, and aircraft to Nicaragua. So yeah, there's going to be a Russian military presence here in the Western Hemisphere that's going to be getting larger. That is part of their strategy. And of course, with Biden in the White House, there's going to be no, you're not going to hear any peep out of the White House. You're going to just have him kill one more nuclear weapons program after another, like he just killed our nuclear gravity bomb. After April, he killed two prospective nuclear weapons, one of which the Navy really needed, which was a tactical nuclear weapon for the Navy. We are outgunned in the nuclear weapon area. This is where they can, the Chinese and Russians can beat us.
I believe it may have been yesterday, a report, official U.S. government military report. It was published by a Russian source, a Sputnik Russian source. But the data appears to be coming from bona fide Department of Defense data that our aircraft, combat and cargo aircraft, both are not in a very good state of readiness at all. Some at zero and some up to maybe 3 years and a few out to as far as 11 years, very few. Logistics and repairs of combat aircraft, including transport aircraft, is not optional. It has to be done, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. This was the this is what Obama did that made our military so weak. And his vice president, who's now president, Mr. Biden, is following the same course. One of the things Trump did was to fix a lot of those problems and to allow the Navy to begin properly training and getting ready. So now as our readiness deteriorates, see, it's almost like you've got a bunch of rulers here, especially when you get the Democratic Party in power, who basically do everything to sabotage our side while they're claiming to be against, you know, checking the power of Russia and China. And they're just simply not. And you go to the Hunter Biden laptop, and the money that the mayor of Moscow's wife gave Hunter Biden and the money that the Bidens have gotten from Chinese corporate deals. And look, the Justice Department doesn't look into it. There's no investigation. The laptop is is how come this isn't investigated? Everything is basically in a state of collapse here. And then you have, like I said before, you have a government that's saying, oh, everybody needs to take this experimental drug, this vaccine. And if you question it, you're an anti-vaxxer, you know, science denier. And if you question global warming, when we shut down all your energy and you're not going to be cold in the winter and you're going to have not enough fuel for your cars or not enough diesel for your trucks to get food in your stores, that if you protest that, you're also a climate denier. You know, you're a science denier, a climate change denier. And it's like, wait a minute, there's no such thing as a dogma in science. Everything is to be questioned all the time. And we don't have certainty in these areas, although they claim they do. Just like Hitler claimed he had certainty and Stalin claimed he had science on his side. So you see, we have an emerging totalitarian structure, and it's there's no doubt. The Communist Party only has like 8,000 members left because most of them have joined the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party at its top is controlled by people who have deep and profound past connections to the Communist Party. They have been infiltrated and taken over from within. I was at a communist meeting in 1983. I believe it was March of 83. And the speaker was saying, we are infiltrating the Democratic Party and we're going to take it over through its left wing. I heard that with my own ears. That was nearly 40 years ago.
Right.
And now
right.
you look at it and you go, oh, gee, I guess they did it.
Well,
I think they did it.
I got a follow-up on that. It was the winter of 72, 73, I was a brand new paralegal. I was interested in enhancing my career, making connections that would help my career. So I heard about this outfit called the National Lawyers Guild, and I thought, well, this is great. They had a national conference. I went down there with about eight young lawyers in Austin, Texas. And I'm thinking, this is great. I'll meet people that will help me with my career, that will enhance my career, and help me move forward to achieve my goals. So I walked into the convention center there in Austin. There was a female addressing the group, and she says very proudly that she was proud to be a communist. And I was devastated. I was absolutely devastated that I was at a group that was run by communists. Of course, I never went back and never pursued being part of the National Lawyers Guild, because I'm not going to be part of anything to do with communists. But they hold themselves out to the public as being just a normal professional organization, as any other professional organization for lawyers or doctors or accountants might be. But that's until I went to that convention, I had no idea, and I was so disappointed, Jeff. So disappointed.
Yeah, well, I didn't know I was going to a communist meeting. It was my master teacher when I was getting a teaching credential invited me there, saying, if you want to improve education in the state of California, come to this meeting tonight. Well, I had the night off, and I went. I got a little dinner in the cafeteria, and I went to the science lecture hall on the campus of UC Irvine, and that was sort of my introduction to real-life communists.
Yeah.
And it was indelibly etched in my mind. And so there was a ongoing attempt to recruit me when I then went into a PhD program in the School of Social Sciences there. And it was an education for me, because if people think these people aren't real, that it doesn't exist, they're sadly mistaken.
They do. Yeah. Just got a note from Steve Van Noon. He'll join us in about 10 minutes. A follow-up. Jeff, I went to a community meeting concerning, you may recall, it's been about 20 years ago, Times Beach, Missouri, had a bad issue with dioxin being spread on the roads. And I was at a community meeting regarding that, and a young man sitting same table I was, and we had a short discussion. Handsome young man, obviously very articulate, well educated, and he mentions during the meeting that we were having our discussion that he had been affiliated and trained by the IWW, and I didn't respond or react any way that he would know that I knew what he meant, because almost nobody knows what that means. But I know, just like you know, that was the International Workers of the World. So, thinking I was doing the right thing, I call an FBI agent I know the next day to give him a heads up, because I got contact information, his name, his phone number, about this communist that was working with this group with Times Beach, Missouri. And here's what I was told. John, it's no longer part of our mission statement to keep track of communists. I was incredulous. I thought, that can't be true. He says, yeah, it's true. We no longer have as part of our mission statement to keep track of communists or their activities. And I was once again devastated and disappointed that the FBI no longer has part of the mission statement to keep track of the activities of known communists. Were you aware of that, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and imagine that. The communist movement is the biggest mafia. It's a political mafia on the planet. They make the mafia look like weaklings by comparison. This is a mafia that exists in every country in the world, is supported by major powers like Russia and China, and major resources behind them. And they have committed more murders, the communist movement, since it took power in Russia, more murders than any entity, empire in history, any movement ever in history. They killed over 100 million people in the 20th century, and I think they're going to exceed that number in the 21st century.
Well, that's in the one of the main ways to do that will be the COVID vaccination clot shot, which I was talking to a friend yesterday, somebody he's related to by marriage, got the clot. He had lung cancer 9-8 years ago, was clear of the lung cancer, got the clot shot. And within a few weeks, he had stage 4 lung cancer all over again. And he paid for this guy's quite wealthy. He paid for a family vacation for everybody to go to Hawaii and using his jet to fly most of them. Very wealthy guy. He doesn't have a clue what he did to himself. Not a clue that he's basically committed suicide by taking the COVID clot shot, which is we're now losing about 67,000, at least in last 18 months, 67,000 millennials have died as a consequence of volunteering to get the COVID clot shot. So I believe you're right, Jeff, that the 100 million fatalities, murders in the 20th century will be exceeded by magnitude of many times. Probably a billion or more before it's all over, Jeff. What do you think?
Well, if you people go to Naomi Wolf's Substack, this has become her thing. She was working with the Judicial Watch people who got documentation showing that Pfizer, the factory, the first factory to make the Pfizer mRNA vaccine was in China. That China was making the vaccine, testing it. The nine Chinese had 9 testing units, and one of them was headed by a PLA general, People's Liberation Army general. So what in the heck is that? So what's in the – and they make the – and the Chinese make the nano particulate matter for the vaccine, for Pfizer. Now, we only know that. I mean, we didn't – I've suspected it from the very beginning that the Chinese were behind the vaccines. And that these big pharma companies, of course, have gotten roped in with China. And look, if you become a business partner with the mafia owns you then, right? You go into a lot more business with your next door neighbor who's a mafia don, you're going to end up under his thumb. So these stupid Western businessmen get into business arrangements, get into a partnership with China. They end up being manipulated, controlled. So they end up building this factory. So is this true for Moderna? I suspect that we just haven't outed the documents that Moderna also is got the Chinese making the nanoparticles. So what is in this? Are these nanoparticles? What are they? How have they been engineered? Do they cause long-term, effects that are going to kill people? Are the vaccine ill effects that we've seen so far incidental to the main course of what this thing is supposed to do to people? I don't know.
That's a good question, and we don't know the answers to that. And the call number is 512-248-8252. I expect Steve Bedin to be joining us in about 4 or 5 minutes here. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Website is thelibertyman.com. The first sale we've ever had on Liberated Rocketeers is in effect right now until Wednesday the 30th. 25% off Liberated Rocket Heaters and Pellet Hoppers. That's hundreds of dollars of savings on Liberated Rocket Heater. If you want to call me, I'll personally take your order. I'd be glad to do that after the show's over. My number's at my website, but I'll go ahead and give it out. That's 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. Standing by patiently is Steve Ben Noon. His website's israelinewslive.org. And Steve, when you're ready to join us, just let us know. In the meantime, we will continue, and we had open lines at Republic Broadcasting, where I hope you'll be making some donations. And it's like 2 minutes for Steve. The call number is 512-248-8252. Jeff, I've had my own run-ins with communists, they when they become part of a group, their goal is to take it over and change the mission statement to conform with what they want. And if they don't outright just start the group to begin with, right?
Yeah, that's right. They like to hijack groups. They hijack movements and revolutions, and you know, like to hijack the environmental movement, the hijacked feminism, and of course they're hijacking the U.S. government. So yeah, that's what they do. They infiltrate and they take over from the inside.
Absolutely. Well, I know one decision was made to take over the Democratic Party, but they've, as far as I can tell, they've been pretty successful in doing that, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when you look at the major figures in the party, look at Trevor Loudon's work. He wrote The Enemies Within and The Enemy Within. He's got a new book out about communists in the United States Senate and communist influence there. Very few people have the courage to do the research in this area and to discover the really scary facts about who these people are and how they've manipulated our political system and our media, and our own perception of reality has been manipulated. And so that anyone who questions and said, wait a minute, what is this? You're automatically a non-person. In fact, you're threatened. Your job may be threatened if you question certain things, and you're basically dehumanized. Just asking questions, just saying, you know, I'm not sure I believe, I'm not sure I trust these elections. I don't trust the vaccine. I don't trust the whole global warming narrative. It all seems very destructive. And if you say those things, if you express those things, you are out immediately. You are not going anywhere in your career. You're not going to make it in academia. You're going to be absolutely plastered in politics if you were to say those three things publicly. What politician says those three things publicly? I'm having trouble thinking of one.
I don't know of any offhand, at any high level anyway. You know, we have local politicians who may such things. This is a local county sheriff and things of that nature, but as far as the national scene, I'm not aware of any myself.
Yeah. Yeah. See, there's the thing is that in our system, in with freedom of speech, exists specifically to ask these questions. And when you're told, oh, you can't, and then they try to limit your speech on, like, if you question those things, you got kicked off Twitter, you get kicked off Facebook, you get kicked off of YouTube, right? If you mention those three things. So they've even gotten the private sector to adopt the censorship that they can't do through the government legally yet. But you watch, they'll figure a way to take your freedom of speech away. That's what the communists are working on 24/7. They want to get rid of the Constitution. It's, by the way, they're getting rid of the Constitution is in the program of the Communist Party USA. It's called the Road to Socialism. It's been in their program since about 2006. You can go to the website of the Communist Party and get the program. They've amended it a couple times since it first came out. But it says in there that they're going to, I think the language they use is push past the Constitution, because our Constitution is a bourgeois Constitution. You can't have real democracy and freedom with the Constitution we have. It gives too much power to the dictatorship of the bourgeoisie, see? Huh. So you have to get rid of the Constitution, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Americans who get involved in communism, they're looked at by the real communists as patsies, or what they have a term for them. What's that term?
Useful idiots.
Useful idiots, precisely. Useful.
Yeah.
Idiots.
The well, there's a difference in the East, in Asia. The communists in Russia and China see things a little differently. They're much more Leninist. They understand that Western communists in the West, they believe in some kind of beatific vision of what kind of world they're going to have.
Right.
But in the East, they know already that's not what it's about. It's about power.
Exactly. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. The first sale I've ever had on Liberated Rocketeers is in effect right now until Wednesday the 30th. 25% off Liberated Rocketeers. That's hundreds of dollars of savings. And at the moment, we have them in stock, ready for immediate shipment. You can place your order at my website using PayPal. You can send me a check or a money order. You can call my toll-free order line, or you can call me. I'll be glad to take your order personally on this special sale. My phone number is 314-965-3007. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are for sale at amazon.com. And joining us now is Steve Ben Noon. His website's israelinewslive.org. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, sir. Let's get this caller on hold out of the way before we move on. We have Darren in Illinois. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to quick point out a couple of things I find very alarming that bolsters my case that we're living in the end of days. And the Dave Chappelle intro to Saturday Night Live that took place a few days ago, the anti-Semitic rant, this anti-Israel, anti-Jewish nomenclature that's in the zeitgeist these days, I think bolsters my case that we're at the end of days. And a secondary one are all these, prosperity prophets that surround Trump, given all these false prophecies. That's another thing that I find very alarming, given all the other current circumstances we're faced with. I just wanted to point those things out. And
okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for doing that. Okay, well, we have limited time here for Steve Bannon, about 23 minutes or so, 22 minutes. And Steve, what updates do you have for us, sir?
Well, I was actually been kind of listening in just to kind of get an idea where you guys were going at well. And I think more so the issue with Ukraine is just within the next 45 days, I would say, is when we're going to really see a change in this war here. And everything that I know so far, NATO will get more.
Steve, your audio is terrible, or some kind of hum every time you talk. I don't know what you're doing, but something's not right there, sir. Yeah. Let's continue, Steve. Go ahead.
I'm going to change real quick, reconfigure it, and see if that works.
Okay, we'll do that. I'm getting private reports about, for example, the 101st Airborne has been deployed to Poland, which is basically right next door to Ukraine. First time the 101st Airborne has been in Europe since World War II. I've known quite a few men who were veterans of the 101st in Vietnam. I know the one veteran, he was with the Connected Intelligence Section, and they were requesting to use tactical nukes while they were in Vietnam, once a month at least. Of course, they were turned down every time. These are true warriors. The 101st Airborne are true warriors, and I believe their home base is out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, Steve, are you back?
Yeah, I think that should have fixed it, John.
That fixed it. Wonderful. Now, let's continue. We got great audio now.
So at any rate, within the next 45 days, this is pretty much when we should see a major change in the war going on in Ukraine. Now, is it going to be good or bad? I don't know. I know President Biden met with NATO command last week. I don't know if that was ever made public, but he did meet with them. And he did say that we've got to step up our involvement. As he put it, quote unquote, we need to flex our muscles so Russia can see we mean business. I really suspect this is only going to make things worse. I know that the Russians, it is believed by, at least at the Joint Chiefs level, there it is believed that Russia will not go nuclear as a result, but they will allow a couple of the reactors to melt down to create a buffer zone between Europe and Russia. We were looking at the one sign that would kind of let us know that this is a real possibility is Russia pulling back away from the power plant. And we do have evidence that Russia has moved quite a bit of assets away from the power plant, although they have not, you know, thrown in the towel there. But that kind of lets us know that's a very real possibility. On the situation as far as Taiwan, I know that is, we keep hearing China is itching at the trigger, even though that Biden and President Xi met at the G summit, and it seemed to be, you know, somewhat productive. But when it comes to the situation with Taiwan, that's not going away. I know that Biden had already, and again, I don't think this has actually been made in the public arena. Maybe it has by now, but Biden had already advised all the CEOs of the corporations in Taiwan they need to consider consider moving their assets out of the country. What was interesting, though, he gave them a 2-year time frame.
Really?
Yeah, and that kind of threw me there, John. I'm like, I didn't quite understand that, with knowing that China will still take the country by an apparent force, and we're pretty much supposed to stand down. We have moved some of our military assets out of there as well. So it does show that Biden is working with the Chinese, and I think that's kind of interesting because I know Jeff made a comment about that earlier, about how that the Chinese influence, or actually, John, I think you actually said that about the Chinese are definitely involved with the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. Well, both of us.
They definitely are.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Interesting. What else you got for us, Steve?
Those are the main things there. I know that we're... There's other things more in the space arena that we're dealing with. In fact, I'm waiting on, we've got meetings about those issues there, supposedly later today. And, in fact, Mike from around the world on Paul Begley's program has mentioned that he speaks about 17 asteroids. That's actually what it is. It's those there. We may have discussed that on here already before, because I know that they're considering using, it's not antimatter, it's a different type of weapon there that's even worse, because we tried to use nukes on these things and we've not been successful. So we got some bad stuff headed our way. I don't have any time frames, and I don't know if anything is actually supposed to impact the Earth. But I know that there was a risk, I think, with one of those, and this is one of the reasons why they're trying to move it off course or to use some of this technology that we've never used before. And we have really no way of knowing what it will do. I think it's dark matter is what it is. And basically what that type of weapon does, it changes the complete DNA structure of what it hits. And because we've never used it, it's still all, you know, hypothetic, you know, so we don't know what's going to happen. You know, in layman's terms, the way it was explained to me is if you shoot an object, let's say you shoot a rock, you know, and it changes the rock into a tree. I mean, I can't even grasp that. It doesn't even make sense to me. So I don't really quite understand that.
It sounds like science fiction to me, but... It's amazing, the technology, how fast it's moving forward, isn't it?
It is. It's very amazing. In fact, I did a little video on our Patreon channel the other last night, and it was over just kind of show you about our own technology, because I was in a meeting last week, and we were talking about the UFOs and the unidentified submersible objects as well that have been for at least since the 80s, if not earlier, around the area of Gulf Breeze, Florida, up in the panhandle there. And, there, you know, of course, there was this one guy that actually had Polaroid pictures. You can't really fake the Polaroid of these flying saucers, so to speak. And so we were discussing different other issues there, and that I brought that one up. I said, what particular entities are we dealing with up in the panhandle? And I found out that the panhandle has never had to deal with entities, period. That has all been our own experimentations over the years through reverse engineering. And if we, instead of looking at the Naval Air Station, NAS Pensacola, I would probably look more to Lockheed Martin down at Eglin Air Force Base, just down the road there, about 20 minutes down the road. That's who I know carries, does a lot of the reverse engineering technology. And we outsource that to these groups here because it's deniability.
Absolutely. Well, all these issues move forward, and we have winter coming up in Ukraine. Are we going to settle down to some kind of stalemate when it gets really bad there, or are the Russians going to use their Arctic tactics during the coldest part of winter?
The Russians are definitely going to, we're fully anticipating the Russians to use, take advantage of the winter itself because of their Arctic tactics, and they are very well equipped for that and being able to survive that probably better than any other country on the planet other than the United States, because we also do the same type of training. But, and this could be another reason why we will end up moving into this theater. I mean, we do have troops already on the ground. We're doing it under the umbrella of inspecting our own military equipment there. But we actually have soldiers fighting on the front lines. We have our SEAL teams in there. There's a lot that's going on that they're not telling people. And it's one of the main reasons why for the turn of being able to push Russia out of Kherson is because the Russians don't have their best up there. But once we begin to put some of our finest on the front lines there, that's what really made a turn for the Ukrainians. Because Ukrainians, their military has been practically just indoctrinated by the Russians at this point here. And of course, the Russians too are, as we see in the media, that's one thing that the mainstream media is actually getting right here. The Russians have targeted the infrastructure, as we would call it, the civilian infrastructure of Ukraine, and continue to do so, taking out everything they possibly can. And that's mainly because of NATO being on the ground. I think, and this is my own analysis on that, but I feel like it's more a message to NATO than it is to the Ukrainian people, because the Russians know we are on the ground. It's not like they you know, that it's some secret to them. They're very much aware of when we put our troops on the ground there. And so, you know, without that direct confrontation as of yet with NATO, Russia is pretty much sending that message to let us know that that they know we're there, and they're trying to cripple us so that we have a harder time being able to do war against them.
All right. Gentlemen, we have a caller on hold here. We got Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Steve, I got a question for you. I was reading a report the other day that was saying we have sent some of our most sophisticated weapons into your Ukraine, and Russia has been destroying them right and left. Can you confirm or deny that one way or the other?
I cannot confirm as far as Russia being able to destroy them right and left, but what I can tell you that I can confirm is that we have sent in some of the most advanced technology that we have at the protest to several advisors in JSOC. And, you know, it's concerning that Biden is allowing this to happen, because we know that the Russians are taking full advantage of that, and they are monitoring exactly how our equipment is working on the battlefield. And we know for a fact they are sharing that technology with the Chinese. Now, one thing, John, I didn't think to mention, I'll real quick mention this too, while we have Kyle here, is that we've had an uptick of communication here in the last couple of weeks between China and Russia. Their communications are definitely on a much higher level at this point. And so we realize that if NATO makes the move, which that's what's supposed to happen, we can anticipate at some level, whether it's China makes the move on Taiwan, is which what we are concerned about the most, that it's two different battlefronts, or whether or not China joins in somehow. But we know that Russia is also building their own alliance. And we're also concerned about Africa, troops being brought in from there, which that's a different subject.
I have one other question. I also read a report that up to 70% of the equipment that we're sending over there is ending up on the black market, and barely 30% of it is getting actually to the front. Do you know anything about that?
I have seen things about it. I have not. And as far as in meetings I sit in, we have not discussed that particular issue, but I have seen other reports surfacing on the internet that make this claim, but I can't say for sure. One thing I can confirm, though, that's kind of similarly related, and that is that the money that we are sending in to Ukraine to help support the war effort that Ukraine is doing against the Russians, a vast majority of that money is actually going into pockets of very wealthy over there and not going into the efforts to supply the Ukrainians.
Okay, I just had one more thought and a question. I read another report, and I was very curious if you knew about this or if it's true. I read a thing that said that the Nazi influence in Ukraine has solidified more power because of this war. Do you know anything about that?
Well, we'll get Steve's response. We're going to have everybody do their summary after the break. We'll never take no more calls. Okay. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back. We'll have Leon begin with his summary. We'll go to Jeff next and wrap it up with Steve giving his summary. Go ahead, Leon.
again, I'd highly recommend everybody check out that the truthaboutcancer.org free presentation. It's called Propaganda Exposed, and it talks about the JFK, MLK, the vaccines, the lies, the FDA fraud, and all the billions that they've been sued from Pfizer and all of them. So it addresses a multitude of sins right now across the board. So while you're doing that, since it's super cold here, you can also work on the inside preps as well. So there's tons of things to do, and I'd say get started now because we're running out of time. And definitely continue the spiritual warfare because we're going to be getting that way very soon. Amen.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Leon. Jeff, your summary, please, sir.
Yeah, there's, as I mentioned before, there's three narratives that we're being given, and they're very primary. The global warming narrative that allows them to kill our fuel production. The vaccine narrative that supposedly allows them to force us at some point to take a experimental drug against our better judgment that's not been safety tested. And of course, the third one is that you can't question our elections, even though the polls suggested that the Republicans were going to sweep the elections. You have these weird races where they don't count the vote for days and days and days, and here it's a week later, and you don't know the outcome, and the outcome is different than you would have expected from the polling. So when you get 6 million votes, more for Republicans than Democrats, and you don't have that many seats changing, whereas more than a decade ago, you had half as many more Republican votes, and you had a massive change in the seats, there's something funny going on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir. And Steve, your wrap-up, please, your summary.
Yeah, I think I'll probably just help as far as the question that was being asked a little bit earlier there, as far as the Azov, the neo-Nazi group there. Back in 2014, they were only about 400 men that were, it was a volunteer unit, and Andrei Belsky was their commander at the time. I know that it did grow fairly rapidly, just within a year, to where they were closer to about 2,000, and then the Ukrainian government got more involved in backing them and supporting them, as well as a Ukrainian billionaire oligarch, which was Igor Kolomoisky, also that was in behind that. But nobody really knows a true number of how many they are. They still are a very minority of the military group there, but I do know from our own sources inside D.C. there, they're normally put on the front lines when they really need to break through, because they've got some pretty aggressive fighters that are involved with them.
Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate it. Have you all back next Tuesday. Okay, that's it for today. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my lovely, beautiful state of Missouri, the large, productive state of Texas.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show.
Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.